Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord to each and every one of you who have decided to tune in for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina, with One Touch Transformation, and I'm so excited for another great episode. It's been a great day. I give all praises to God, and I hope that you have enjoyed your day or wherever you may be listening from. Maybe it's morning, maybe it's evening, but I'm just excited that you've decided to join in. I would like to acknowledge all of our listeners, both of you who are listening online or whether you're listening through the phone call. So welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode. So just in case this is your first time joining in, as I've already stated, I'm with One Touch Transformation, which is a nonprofit organization located right here in Florence. And the purpose of the organization is to center on the topic of sexual abuse. So our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. So this organization, I birthed it about 8 years ago. As a matter of fact, January made 8 years. And we just started out as, you know, just a small organization simply off of my story of surviving childhood sexual abuse. And, you know, really the rest is history. But, of course, we have been able to go out into the community and do so many great things as far as educating them, for one. So, you know, talking about it, which is so important because we know that it is such a taboo topic. And so we made it our business. We made sure that we actually talked about the subject of sexual abuse and how prevalent it is to have the conversation inside the homes, inside the community, and definitely inside of our churches, because if we don't talk about it, you know, in the homes, then it's up to the church to talk about it. And we know that it's not just a male or female issue, but it is a human issue, because it is an epidemic that's been going on for years and years, but it also has been hidden at the same time, which has allowed it to grow even more and continue to produce, because it's one of those dark subjects and those dark sins and those, you know, how things thrive in the dark. So it must be uncovered. It must be talked about. So even though we've been educating the community and educating different ones about sexual abuse, we also like to focus on the healing aspect of it, because there are so many people who have been hurt, both men and women, inside the church, outside of the church, and have yet to found, you know, healing from their past. And so we definitely like to focus on the healing aspect of it, because healing is available. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope. You can live in freedom. And we know that God is able to heal in any area of our lives. He gives us the freedom that we need. Now, does that mean that every day is going to be perfect? No. We know as human beings and even as believers, every day is still not perfect. We do still have our dark days. We still feel down. But as long as we have, you know, God in us, God with us, God by our side, he is able to walk with us throughout the entire process, and he will give you true freedom. Because God does not want you to live in captivity. He doesn't want you to live with the hurt or the pain of your past, but he wants you to be free. He wants you to experience true freedom. I want you to experience true freedom, which has been a message that I've been saying for the past 8 years since I started the organization. I want others to experience true freedom. I want them to feel what God has given me. And God, he will make you an overcomer. He will bring you out more than a conqueror. He will bring you out a warrior, so that you're able to share your story with someone else who needs to hear it. I've often said that I feel like that God has someone within your past who needs to hear your story. So although you may not share your story on a huge platform, God has someone within your past who needs to hear how you went through, and not just how you went through, but how you came out. And so I know it's difficult to start the journey. I know it's difficult to talk about it. And you do not have to talk to everyone about it. But I will say, find someone that you confide in, someone that you can trust, whether it's someone that you know, or if you have to go to someone that you may not know who is a licensed therapist or counselor, and you can talk to them. That is the first step, opening your mouth and sharing. And I guarantee you will begin to feel better and better every time that you share it. God will begin to lift that burden that you've been carrying, whether for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, because there are so many people who are still walking around with that burden because they have not been able to share it or to just talk about it. And so I encourage anyone who may be listening, or maybe it's someone that you know who has confided in you, be a good friend and share the resources that are available. If you need the resources, I'll be more than happy to share them with you. I'm going to share them with you now, and I'm going to share them with you at the end of the broadcast. And so one of the best resources that you can look up online is RAINN.org, RAINN.org. And that stands for Rape Abuse Incest National Network. They are a great resource and a great help for those who have gone through the experience and for those who are supporting, you know, loved ones and friends. So again, that's RAINN.org. And then we have our sexual assault hotline number, which is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. And that is the National Sexual Assault Hotline. And then one last resource is for male survivors, and that is 1in6.org. So that's the number 1-IN, the number 6.org. So that one is specifically for male survivors. So again, I'll give that information out again at the end of the show. But just wanted to put that out there just in case you know someone who may need the information. And you know what? Sometimes it's even good to just share it on your pages. If you have a social media, just share the information with it, because you never know who needs it. Someone who is following you, someone who's scrolling down their timeline, they may need to see that. They may not know who to turn to. They may not know who to talk to. But if you post this information, you never know how much it is helping someone else. So please share the information, help someone, be a supporting friend, be a help. So again, thank you again for joining in, and those who've been following the page as far as with One Touch Transformation, we greatly appreciate your support. We've had so much support over the past 8 years. We've been able to give back to the community. Normally, this will be the time where we make our contribution to Francis Marion with the African American Faculty and Staff Coalition. But, you know, due to COVID and the way things have been changing, you know, a lot of things have been shifted. But we still bless God for how he has allowed us to even give back to the community and to our local college and to help our, you know, black students continue with their education, both traditional and non-traditional students. So like I said, we've been out in the community these past 8 years doing the work of God, and I'm just so grateful that God placed it on my heart to do such things. And, you know, and like, again, thankful for everyone who's been pitching in, all of the survivors, all of the supporters, and all of the volunteers. And just grateful, overwhelmed right now, because it's only because of God that we've all collectively have been able to do the things that we do. And so I'm not going to bore you so much with my words, but want to go ahead and start diving into what I have and what God has given me to give to you, because I love encouraging those who listen. You know, I love encouraging and empowering, and I pray and I hope that something that is said tonight will strengthen you, draw you closer to God, help strengthen your relationship with God. You know, that is my prayer tonight. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. All right, so tonight's topic is Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. I know it sounds pretty simple, but it's one of those things that is sometimes a little hard for us, you know, not to do. Because we as humans and even, you know, believers, we do worry, you know. There's no shame in admitting that. We worry because we are human. Even though we can go to countless scriptures that tell us not to worry, not to be afraid, not to fret. You know, we can find those scriptures, but at the same time, we still worry. And I know there are other factors that causes us to worry. There are other factors that cause us to worry. And different situations that we go through, and when things begin to happen, they trigger us, and it causes us to automatically start worrying. But tonight I want to help you a little bit and help myself as well, because anytime I'm encouraging others, it's encouraging myself as well. So much that I've been reading in the past 2 weeks, and it was difficult to actually find out what I wanted to focus on this week, but I've just been reading a lot of good stuff these past 2 weeks, whether through devotionals and through the Word of God. It really has been encouraging me, and so I really hope that this encourages somewhere else, and I hope that you can grab something from it. But don't worry about tomorrow. And, you know, sometimes we have to tell ourselves that. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because a lot of times right before it's time to go to bed, we are worrying about what we have to do tomorrow, what has to get completed, what we have to check off on our list, that project that's due tomorrow, those numbers that we're crunching in. You know, the list can be countless because we're in these different careers. We're doing different projects. We're part of different groups. We're part of different committees. And sometimes when we commit to these different groups and these committees, we know that they're counting on us to get it completed. But when things come up, when other things intervene, all of a sudden we start worrying. And even on our jobs, we work in different fields, different businesses. And day in, day out, we're going through the routine. Might have a meeting 1 week or two, and then all of a sudden you're hit with something huge, some huge project. And sometimes we'll spend so much time day after day, night after night, working on it, trying to get it done, trying to meet the deadline. And maybe it's not even a job. Maybe it's just life itself. Maybe we're worrying about, you know, the future. We're worrying about where we're going to end up. We're worrying about what we're going to be doing, you know, a week from now, a year from now, or 5 years from now, just worrying. But don't worry about tomorrow. We put so much stress on tomorrow or the future that we forget about just the present moment. We forget about where we really are, like right now. And it takes away from the present moment. When you're worried and focused on a day or a time that's not even here yet, you know, because tomorrow is not here. We're still in today. But when we put so much stress and we worry so much about a time that has not even arrived yet, it takes away from experiencing the moment that we're in right now. So what if we stopped worrying about tomorrow or next month or next year and just took time to appreciate where we are now or even appreciate where God has brought us from to this present moment? What if we took time to really just have an attitude of gratitude for making it through the day, you know? Sometimes I think we forget or just kind of skip over how we survived the day and focus on, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? What am I going to do about tomorrow? sometimes we lose focus of the moment, of the present moment. Our family, our loved ones, our friends, they're still here. You know, they're still here. Focus on the moment, the present things. Have an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful. Be thankful. God, I thank you for surviving the day. God, I thank you for having a successful day. God, I thank you for allowing me to complete the things that I was able to complete. So I'm going to enjoy this moment. I'm going to celebrate myself for what I was able to do today. I made it through my lesson plans, you know? I made it through, you know, part of my project or the first part of my project. I was able to complete X, Y, Z. Or maybe I was only able to complete part A or part A and B. Maybe, just celebrate what you were able to accomplish today. Don't worry about tomorrow. One reason why we shouldn't worry about tomorrow as far as being so focused on what you're going to do, how it's going to happen, is going to take away the energy for today every time. So my first scripture, let's start with, well, I don't want to go to a certain one, but just talking about Joshua, we'll start there. So if we focus on Joshua for a moment in the first chapter, and throughout Joshua, we see God saying, be strong and courageous. And this is the time where, you know, Moses is he's already dead, and so Joshua is taking over. So we already know how much the Israelites worried and complained while Moses was with them. And so I can't imagine how Joshua was feeling whenever he was now in charge of these people. So I'm like, man, these are some complaining people, and now I got to be in charge of them. And there's nothing more aggravating than being around a complainer, a negative Nancy. Oh, my goodness. It is very draining, very frustrating, and it gets old when all you do is complain. I just can't stand being around someone who complains all the time. Is there anything ever going well for you? Are you ever happy about what's going on in your life? Are you always this worried? Are you always worrying about a time that hasn't even arrived yet? And so now Joshua is over these complainers, these Israelites. They're worrying about what's going to happen. Are we going to the promised land? You know, God promised that we were going to a land flowing with milk and honey, but it ain't happened yet. Are we still going to go? So day in, day out, I mean, they wandered for so long, and it took, you know, God taking out, you know, some generations, and here we have this new generation, what Joshua is now leading. And, you know, in throughout Joshua, God is saying, okay, be strong, be courageous, you know, don't worry, I got you, just trust me, I got you. And so as they got closer to Canaan, you know, he sends out the spies, and they go out and they search out the land, and they, you know, they see the people there, and they see how big they are, they see what kind of land is out there, and you would think, you know, for a moment you would think, because they knew the promise that God had for them, that they would have focused more on the promise versus them focusing on how big these people were. It's like, man, we look like grasshoppers standing next to them. Their focus was in the wrong area. They were worried instead of, you know, being excited about what God has for them and being grateful that, you know what, God has a promised land for us. You know, we're not there yet. We haven't arrived yet, but he made us a promise, so we know it's going to happen. But no, they went back telling Joshua, like, look, that land looks good. It is everything God said it would be. It is flowing with some milk and honey. You know, they even brought some grapes back, you know, to let them know, like, hey, it's the real deal over there. But here they go. But them some big giants. It's like we saw some giants. And we look like grasshoppers standing next to them. Are you sure this is the land that God wants us to go in? I don't know about that. I don't know if we can beat them. And it's the same way we do today. We know the promises that God has for us. We know how he has, you know, plans for us. And the same way that Israel had to fight for their promise, sometimes we have to go through a fight. And, you know, the fight is worth it, but we can't focus on the fight itself. We can't focus on what it looks like. We can't focus on what we're going through. We can't focus on, you know, tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just know that tomorrow will come. And that's all you need to know right now in this present moment. And I want to put this out there. I'm not saying, you know, when it comes to planning, of course we all plan. But I'm talking about when you start worrying and getting distressed and getting all stressed out and just, you know, disoriented and discombobulated because you're so worried about something that hasn't even happened yet. And so these spies from the Israelites, they came back focusing on how big these men were and how small they looked next to them. But it wasn't even called for. A lot of times we bring more stress on ourselves than we have to when we worry. And, you know, I looked up the word worry, and it means to give way to anxiety, to give way to anxiety, and to allow one's mind to dwell on difficulty or trouble. We cause it ourselves. We cause it ourselves. So when we say, oh, she's worrying me, or something is worrying me. No, you're allowing yourself to be worried. So we allow things to worry us. So it's not that the object or the project or tomorrow is actually worrying us. It's not the one doing the action, but we are the one that is allowing those things to worry us. So don't give any room. Don't give any room to worryation. Don't allow worry to invade your mind. I don't know, you're saying easier said than done. But with God, all things are possible. Remember that? And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which means I have the strength, I have the power, I have the authority to not allow anything or anyone to worry me. I don't have to allow tomorrow to worry me. You don't have to allow tomorrow to worry you. So don't worry about tomorrow, because guess what? Tomorrow's not worrying about you. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is not even thinking about you. These projects, these things, these people, they're not thinking about you. They're not worrying about you, but yet we sit at home in our beds at night before we're about to fall asleep worrying about these things that hadn't even come yet. Worrying about tomorrow that hasn't even arrived yet, instead of getting some peaceful sleep. And I know we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it, so I'm not just preaching to you. I'm preaching to myself as well. We sit in our bed crying. It didn't even happen. Tomorrow's not even here. Whatever problem that we're thinking about, sometimes it's not even a problem. It's something that we put in our mind, and we've allowed it to grow and turn into worryation. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. Instead of focusing on who God is, what he can do through us, and we lose focus on the present moment. In the present moment, instead of worrying about tomorrow, think about who God is, who he is. You are strong. You are powerful. He is strong and mighty. And remember, we are strong and mighty. We are his masterpiece. He has created us fearfully and wonderfully. So you don't have to worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Because remember, tomorrow is not worried about you. And I'm about to say it incorrect grammatically. Don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow ain't worried about you. So if you don't remember anything else that I say from tonight, I want you to get that in your mind. Don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow ain't worried about you. As the young kids say, period. All right, so let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Very familiar verses. Let's see, and I'm going to be reading from the Message version. So we're going to Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to start at the 25th verse. So again, Matthew 6, starting with the 25th verse, and I'm reading from the Message version. And it says, if you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtime or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God, and you count far more to him than birds. And I'm going to pause right there. So he said, look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God, and you count far more to him than birds. So, you know, those of us who work from day to day, of course, whenever we apply for a job, we read the job description. But that is not who you are, or that's not what all you can do or what you're capable of doing. So never think that you are only, you know, what your job tells you who you are. So you don't have to be tied down to a job description. Just wanted to throw that out there. But when we think about birds, how they fly so freely. You know, not a care in the world. And so he says, you count far more to him than birds. We matter more than birds to God. And I hope you know that, and I hope you believe that. You mean so much more to God than these birds that are flying around freely. They don't worry about what they're eating. Of course, they don't worry about clothing. They don't worry about shelter. They just know, hey, God is going to take care of us. And I believe another version says, if God cares for the sparrow, if he cares for the birds, then what do you think about you and I? Aren't you better than a bird? Aren't you better than a sparrow? Continuing through the 27th verse, says, has anyone, by fussing in front of the mirror, ever gotten taller? By so much as an inch. Sometimes we complain and we fuss, you know, about different things, especially about ourselves. I'm not tall enough, or I'm too short, or I'm too tall. My feet are too big. I'm too small. I'm too skinny. I'm too fat. I don't like the way my shoulders look. Or, you know, I don't like this. I don't like that. You may say some of those things as you're looking in the mirror, but does anything change? I mean, just fussing and complaining, looking at yourself in the mirror, does anything change? No. All this time and money wasted on fashion. Sometimes we worry more about our outer appearance. We worry about the way we look or how others look for that matter. But who cares? So all this time and money wasted on fashion. Do you think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashion, walk out into the fields and look at the wildflowers. They never primp or shop, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? Let me tell you, there is nothing that compares to the beauty and the artwork of God. The way he paints the canvas every morning, You know, I get so much joy even while I'm driving to work when I see how beautiful the skies look and the golden sun as it is rising. And I'm telling you, it's a picture that cannot be replicated. You know, they can come close to painting on these canvases, but there's nothing like original artwork from our master. And so he says, they never primp or shop, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? The 10 best-dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. Look, I love the message version sometimes. It can give you a more vivid picture. And so it says, hey, just everyday, normal-dressed people, they look shabby standing next to God's creation or God's beauty. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never, ever seen, because how many people actually just, you know, as they say, wake up and smell the roses or go out and look at what God has created himself. We are so busy and so caught up in our problems, in our jobs, in our social world. Like, when was the last time you ever went out and just spent time with, and you know, with nature, with God's creation? So, he said, most of which are never, ever seen. Don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things. But you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God's reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Again, don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. Again, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God would help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. So again, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow ain't worried about you. Tomorrow hasn't even arrived. And whatever hardships are going to happen tomorrow, hey, we'll handle it when it comes. We don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know how things are going to unfold. We don't know how things are going to change. But guess what? God said, don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. And if anything folds, if anything changes, if anything happens, God said, I will help you deal with it. Whatever it is, I will help you deal with it. God is trying to help you rest tonight. God wants you to have peaceful sleep every night if possible, you know, which is why he felt like, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. And there are some people who just expect bad things to happen, who are so negative. But don't be that way. God said, when the hard things happen, I'll help you deal with them. And this is how you can get some peaceful sleep at night. Like, look, I'm thankful I made it through this day. I'm grateful that I was able to get through and survive. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow because what? Guess what? Tomorrow's not here. And so there's no need to worry about it. There's no need to focus on it. There's no need to put any energy in it because guess it's not here. Why give it attention when it's not even here? You only give attention to the things that are present. And then in these verses, it was talking about being grateful, being thankful. Appreciate where you are now. Appreciate what you have now. And I'm not talking about the material things, but just life in general. Sometimes we just need to, you know, take a break from our social world and just take a walk with God, whether it be through a garden, whether it be through the woods, whether it just be through the park, go sit by the lake. You should definitely try it. It's very relaxing, very calming, very tranquil, and you'll find so much peace, especially when anything that's, you know, dealing or related with water, so peaceful, so calming, and it gives you a chance to really just enjoy God's beauty. Because so many times we just kind of forget about it. We kind of forget that it exists because we're so focused on our social world, our work life, our family life, which is, you know, it is important. It is important, but it's also important to not worry about what's going on, the surroundings, even though sometimes it may seem impossible to avoid every single thing that may cause you to cringe or make you feel negative, because I know we got social media, and then you've got your social world, and then you have the news that is constantly filling our minds with so many negative things going on. But sometimes you could just turn off the TV sometimes, log off of your social media, take a break from your social world, and just spend some time with God and spend time with his creation, and just take some time out and appreciate what he has created. Take time to appreciate what he has done for you while you have a chance in this present moment. Don't worry about tomorrow. You do not want to fall asleep anxious, stressed, or worried, because the whole point, the whole purpose of sleeping every night, you know, each night, you know, we're supposed to be giving our mind a time to rest, and our body, so that we can be rejuvenated and recharged for the next day, so that we're able to fulfill our duties, whether it's, you know, spiritually or whether it's your everyday job. And I told someone earlier, who I said this earlier before the show, that it is a miserable feeling when you go to sleep or fall asleep, and then wake up and not rested. Still tired, still anxious, still worried. It is a miserable feeling, because then you wake up tired. Your mind never found any peace. You weren't able to fall asleep with ease. So it becomes a miserable feeling when you have to wake up, and the first thing on your mind is worryation instead of, thank you, God, for taking me through the night. Thank you, God, for some rest. You know, because that's the first thing, the very first thing that, you know, I said I want to do, and I try to practice this every day, and so far I've been able to. But when I swing out of my bed, put my feet on the floor, the first thing I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just being grateful, being thankful for each new day, and for the present day, and not worrying about tomorrow. All right, so now let's go to Joshua, chapter 1. And I touched a little bit on this earlier, but I want to read which I should have read this earlier, but this is still good. All right, Joshua 1 and 1 through 9. And it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of God, God spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant. Moses, my servant, is dead. Get going. Cross the River Jordan, you and all the people. Cross to the country I'm giving to the people of Israel. I'm giving you every square inch of the land you set your foot on, just as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon east to the great river, the Euphrates River, all the Hittite country, and then west to the Great Sea. It's all yours. All your life, no one will be able to hold out against you. In the same way I was with Moses, I'll be with you.
I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. Strength, courage. You are going to lead this people to inherit the land that I promised to give their ancestors. Give it everything you have, heart and soul. Make sure you carry out the revolution that Moses commanded you, every bit of it. Don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. And don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. So again, just reiterating how God told Joshua that he was going to be with him. He told him to have strength and have courage. God made the promise. He let him know that, look, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, every step that you take. I am with you. Through the good times, through the bad times, I am with you. Through the hard times, I am with you. God is telling you tonight that, look, don't worry about tomorrow. One reason you don't have to worry about tomorrow is I am with you. Let tomorrow take care of itself. And even then, I'm still going to be with you. You know, we go to bed worrying, acting like God is not with us, or acting like we don't have this big God. Like, for real? How do you think God feels? How do you think he feels? Like, look, you say that you're serving me. You calling me Father. You calling me your master and your savior. But yet you worried tonight about something that hasn't even happened. Like, excuse me, what am I here for? I believe God probably feels that way. He's like, look, I'm a little insulted. Like, why are you putting yourself through this stress? Like, why am I here? Why aren't you calling on me? You called on me before. You've been through things before. Did I not take you through them? Am I still not here? He said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to leave you. The same thing that he told Joshua. Like, I will lead you. I won't give up on you. I like that part. He said, I won't give up on you. I won't leave you. And I love that about God. He does not give up on us. Even when we doubt, even when we worry, guess what? God is still right there every time. When we don't put him first, when we try to do things on our own, guess what? God still doesn't give up on us. So glad that God is not like man, because there have been people who have given up on us when we've made the wrong decisions, when we've made the wrong turns. But thank God, he doesn't give up on us. He said, I won't leave you, and I won't give up on you. Strength. Courage. Be strong. And of good courage. Be strong. Don't be afraid. Be strong. Don't fear. Don't fear tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. So the next time you find yourself worrying, trying to figure out how you're going to take care of X, Y, Z, what's going to happen in tomorrow's meeting, because I've been there, what they're going to say, what's going to come up. You know how it is when we're, you know, on the job. So the next time you start feeling that worryation creeping in, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give in to worryation. I'm not going to allow worryation to overtake my mind or my body, because it starts in the mind and works its way through your body. So as we're preparing for our call to salvation, if you've been listening and you have not made that, you know, that ultimate connection or have invited God into your heart and into your life, tonight you can. You can do so. And, you know, we spend so much time worrying, not just about tomorrow, but worrying about how we may be judged by others or how people may see us if we decide to follow God, you know? But don't even worry about that. I don't care if you're afraid of judgment coming from your family, but if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can do so tonight. The Bible tells us to just repent, which means going to God and being sorry or sorrowful for the sins, because we've all have sinned. I don't want you to think I'm just talking to you, but no, we all have sinned and fallen short to the glory of God. Shoot, we were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So God knew when we first entered into this world, we were going to be full of trouble. But that's why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for you and I, for the remission of our sins, so that you and I might be saved. And so tonight, you have an opportunity, you have a chance to give your life to God. If you believe within your heart, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. And I'm not saying that you have to accept him just to enjoy the everlasting life part, but if you also accept him now, it will make your walk with him even better right now, a little sweeter. And I'm not saying that you're not going to have some hard times, some bad days, but as long as you have Christ in your life, you can make it. Stay connected to him. So tonight, if you're ready to accept him, I want you to pray with me. Just open up your heart and get ready to receive him. Behold, he stands at the door and knocks. He's knocking at your door. Open up your heart and let him in. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. God, we ask that you would forgive us of anything that we may have said or done, any evil thought. God, we ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on a cross for us, that we might be saved. And God, we ask that you wash us and cleanse us and remove everything that's not of you. And God, as you remove these filthy things, these sins and our wrongdoings, we ask that you replace them with your love, replace it with your joy, replace it with your peace and your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you, and we receive your Holy Spirit. We receive your love. We receive your joy. We receive your peace. God, we thank you, and we praise you. And Father, I pray for every listener, whether it's by phone or online, I pray that you will continue to strengthen your people everywhere. God, I pray for Purpose Kingdom Network and the entire staff, everyone who is connected to it. God, I pray for those who are sick, those that are in the hospitals, those who are stricken in their homes. God, I pray for those in the nursing homes, those that are in the prisons. God, I pray for your people everywhere. God, I pray for our country, our leaders. God, you see and you know everything that's going on, so God, I pray that you direct them and the decisions that they make that may affect your people. And God, we pray for the countries over in Europe, those that are surrounding Ukraine. God, we pray that your will be done. God, we know that we are living in these last days, but God, you still told us to pray so that we may be able to escape these things that come upon the earth. But God, help us to stay strengthened in you. Help us not to fret. Help us not to worry. And help us not to worry about tomorrow, but give us a peaceful and a calming sleep tonight, that we are refreshed and we are rejuvenated and ready to do the work that you have commanded us to do, whether it be, you know, spiritually or whether it be in our natural job. God, we ask that you continue to walk with us. You tell us that you won't leave us, and you'll never give up on us. And Father, we thank you and love you for that. All these blessings we ask in your name. Amen. 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 All right, so at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Rob, which I'm so excited to hear his voice again. And he's going to give us our announcement for Purpose Kingdom Network.
All right, all right. Thank you so much, Minister Jackson. And real quickly, I'm going to go into the announcements, and I'm going to just announce our lineups for our next broadcast. I'd like to thank you for joining us for tonight's broadcast, no matter where in the world you're joining us. We thank you for just sharing and letting people know that we're broadcasting. And we thank you so much for sharing. Also, we invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can just like us, and that way you will hear the announcements that we post before each and every broadcast. And we hope you share with your friends and family members, and we thank you so much for doing so. And also, if you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply, when you go on there and we're going live, you can just simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And as always, we like to thank you for sharing with your friends and family members. And tomorrow evening, we will take a brief break, but we will resume our broadcast on Thursday at 9 p.m. hour, and it's going to be the Healing Hour with Elder Elijah Cooper. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us on Thursday evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour hosted by Elder Elijah Cooper, and that's going to be at the 9 p.m. hour. Just set your reminders, and don't forget to tell friends and family members that we'll be broadcasting on Thursday at 9 p.m. At the 9 p.m. hour. We'd like to thank you so much. We'd like to thank Minister Jackson for tonight's show. And each and any time that you want to, you know, hear our live episodes on Blog Talk Radio, don't forget to type in the show name or the host name, or type in Purpose Kingdom. We just thank you so much, and please enjoy and be safe. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to return with Minister Jackson. Minister Jackson?
Thank you, Brother Rob, for those announcements.
Not a problem.
All right, so just to close out, just want to thank everyone for tuning in, all of our online listeners and those who listen by phone. I really, really hope that it blessed someone, because I know worryation is something that we all deal with at some point and have dealt with it, you know, some more than others. But it's a growing process as far as when it comes to worryation. And sometimes there are some things that may worry you that may not worry the next person. So everyone is different. Everyone has a different spiritual life and a different spiritual journey. So it's going to be different for each person. And that's, you know, as a believer or even non-believer. So everyone is built differently. Does it mean that one is better than the other or worse than the other, or God loves one more than the other or less than the other? But God just wants us all to, you know, live a worry-free life. And, you know, some may say there is no such thing. And sometimes it does seem like that. It sometimes seems like that there is no such thing as a worry-free life, because the Bible even tells us that in this life we're going to have trouble. You know, man is born of only just a few good days. So that lets us know, like, things are going to happen. And knowing and accepting or recognizing that we will have bad days that can be one way of helping you to, I guess, not worry as much because you know what to expect and what not to expect. And not just, you know, I'm just talking in general. So we know to expect, everyone should know to expect some bad days, some hard times, and not to expect a good day every day. So we know that. But it's just a matter of when it actually happens, the way that we respond to these bad days or when we respond to not getting what we want. And so it's all about how you respond and your level of worriness or stress, because, you know, there are different stress levels. And then, you know, there's so much that can be said about worrying and stressing, because then you have stressors, the things that cause you to stress, and that leads to, you know, other things. But what I really want everyone to know and to get in their minds, just don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Because remember, tomorrow is not worried about you. God wants us to focus on the present. Focus on where you are now. Be grateful. Be thankful. Enjoy life in the present moment. Now, remember I said it doesn't necessarily mean, like, don't plan, because we have to do things in decent and in order. So we want to make sure that we're still, you know, planning. We can still plan for our future. We can still have those goals because, you know, he still tells us to write out our vision. But even while we're waiting for our vision to come to pass, again, don't worry. Don't worry. So before I close out, I do want to give out those resources again just in case you missed it in the beginning of the show. So I'm truly grateful again for those of you who have supported One Touch Transformation over the years and our purpose and our mission and the cause and everything that's involved with it. So thank you again. So One Touch Transformation, it is a nonprofit organization that focuses on sexual abuse awareness, where our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. And so I gave out some resources at the beginning of the show, and I would like to give them out again just in case you missed them or just in case you didn't have a chance to write them down. So that first website was RAINN.org, which is RAINN.org, which stands for Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. So that's RAINN.org. And like I said, this is one of the greatest resources that you can find online when it comes to getting information and education about sexual abuse, whether it's for victims or supporters. So it's a really good website, even if you need help in trying to figure out how to support a survivor. Another website is 1in6.org. That's the number 1. IN, the number 6.org. And this is a website and organization that is catered specifically to male survivors. So that's 1in6.org. And lastly, I'd like to give out the sexual assault hotline number, which is 1-800-656-4673. Again, that number is 1-800-656-4673. So again, these are some excellent resources that you can share with, you know, family, friends, on your social media outlets, on your timeline. Post it, share it, because you never know who needs to see it. You never know who needs to see it. And as a survivor of sexual abuse, I will say that having a helping hand, having a supporter, a supporting friend or listening ear is one of the greatest things that you can do. Sometimes it's not even the words that we want to hear. All we want to do is just maybe lean on a shoulder, cry on a shoulder. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything. We just need to know that you care and that you are here. And so I'm grateful for what God has done for me. I'm excited about what he's going to do for other survivors and even what he's going to do for you. So we're going to stop worrying about tomorrow. Let's make that declaration tonight. I want you to sleep peacefully tonight. I want you to be rejuvenated for in the morning. So don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is not worried about you. All right, you guys, have a good night and enjoy the rest of your week.
Jesus bless. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.